news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, the big day to find out what the next step is to get the state of Alabama reopened. Other states opened up, some opening up this week. Governor Ivey will talk to us at 11 today. More on that coming up in just a second. 63 now, and we'll check traffic first, then Dr. Bill's forecast. Here's Kane.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. We've had a beautiful ride across the Bayway. The causeway is traffic starting to build now through Mobile off of Airport and Dolphin at 65, Government at McVeigh from 90, Rangeline, Halls Mill Road. It's been a perfect ride there and also across the Bayway and the causeway. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well with great food specials starting at $5 today. Tillman's Corner, calls 661-9117. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
7:08 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. And yeah, it's coming up at 11 o'clock today. A presser from Governor Ivey. We'll find out if we're going to stick with the 30th for the last day of the stay-at-home order, if she'll just let that go away. We can get to be, at least in phases, getting things reopened in the state of Alabama. I can't wait for the phase that does what it did in Georgia. And I was listening. You saw pictures. I was listening to a guy out of Atlanta yesterday evening, and he was talking about, he was relaying us with a story of dining in at a Waffle House in the Atlanta area, and I was jealous, maybe a little verklempt hearing about it. It was such a beautiful story. And then you said you saw pictures posted up on social media yesterday about that.
Yeah, you know, in hindsight, we probably should have known that Georgia would be one of the first states to start reopening their Waffle Houses.
But yeah, sure.
It makes sense that Alabama wouldn't be far behind, hopefully. But yeah, I saw some pictures of they had diners sitting in, you know, the Waffle House bar stool waiting to order.
Beautiful.
And showed the employees there wearing face masks, and one was washing their hands. So we're going to hopefully all do this safely as we begin to reopen. But once Waffle House has come back online and allow you to go in rather than have pickup or delivery, then we'll know we're on the right track.
Right, to be one of those benchmarks out there. Which, by the way, we've asked this question, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. This been up for a while now because it keeps changing, looking at different attitudes out there. Should Governor Ivey reopen Alabama before April 30th? Now, we posed this question last week, and it has done what the two things we don't see very often. Well, I tell you what, we see 100% to zero in poll questions when we haven't done the best job in framing the question. I think we see that on occasion. What we don't see in online opinion poll questions very often at all is a tie ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, this morning, our poll question, should Governor Ivey reopen Alabama before April 30th? Now, remember, we put this up last week, is now a tie ball game. 50% yes, 50% no. Make sure you go vote on the front page of FMTalk1065.com and get that done before 11, before she actually makes the announcement one way or another.
Yeah. It's a close race.
By the way, shelf life. Kill date on this baby is 10:59 this morning.
That's okay? Exactly right. We'll have a new question come up soon after that. And closest race I've seen since we did Alabamian of the Year last year.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, true. I've got to think about that coming up in just months. Also, we'll get some audio in just a little bit. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson making a comment on when Mobile would open. We'll get to that. And as we do each hour during Mobile Mornings, we start with the numbers, coronavirus cases nationally in Alabama and here in our home counties. How are we looking?
In the United States, we crossed that 1 million mark for coronavirus cases in the nation. 1,010,507 now have been confirmed to have COVID-19, and over 56,800 deaths in the United States. Over 139,000 have now recovered, and there's some more good news on top of that when it comes to the daily new cases and daily new deaths. So yesterday in America, there were 23,196 new cases added to the rolls. That's the lowest number we've had since March 30th. So for the entire month of April, yesterday's number was the lowest number, and it's pretty similar with the number of new deaths. Yesterday, there were 1,384. That's a tick higher than the day prior, but still the lowest number we've had since back on April the 3rd for number of deaths in one day. Here in the state of Alabama, there are now 6,539 confirmed cases in the state. 228 have died due to COVID-19, and over 74,000 total tests have been administered, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. They also have the stat for number of hospitalizations since March 13th. That number is now at 888. That does not mean that 888 are currently hospitalized, but that's the number of people who have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since that date, March 13th. Yesterday in Alabama, there were 118 new cases. That's the lowest number we've had since April the 4th, and much lower than our peak of 339 new confirmed cases on April 9th. There were 9 new deaths in the state yesterday. That's more than we had on Saturday or Sunday, but much lower than Tuesday through Friday of last week. Here locally, 942 cases now in Mobile County with 43 deaths, and there have been 6,627 tests administered. In Baldwin County, 168 cases with 3 deaths and 2,426 tests administered. 27 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 27 in Clark County with 1 death, 11 cases in Monroe County with 1 death, 26 cases in Escambia County with 1 death, 39 cases in Choctaw County, 9 in Conecuh, and 58 cases in Wilcox County with 1 death.
All right, there it is by the numbers. We'll talk more about the numbers here as testing is being ramped up. President Trump talking about, 2%? He wants 2% of the population in each state to be tested. I think any number of kind of a random sample helps us understand this. Once again, we've talked about this for months. I think, we're not the only ones. Y'all been talking about it as well. You can't know what you're actually dealing with here if you only look at people sick enough that go get the test. You get a skewed sample that way, right? It's not accurate to how many people actually might have been infected, didn't show symptoms, or had light symptoms, or how many people might not get it at all. So you got to get this. So anything to increase the random testing, and it's something that, you know, I started thinking about it because you know me long enough, I don't like to go get tested for anything. I don't go to the doctor very much, you know, when I need to, but it's very rare.
Right.
In this case, I would go get a test if I thought I was part of a sample that helped us get a better picture of you know, COVID-19 cases in the state. And that way we can make a judgment, say, okay, there's this many people that had it, but this many people got real sick, this many people died. We got to know the people who didn't get real sick or the people who may not have contracted it at all. I think that's important to the research.
Yeah, because, I mean, all the stats that we have so far, which is still limited. I mean, for a while there, we were working only with what you said. The only people that were getting tested were the people who were truly sick enough that they worried that they had coronavirus. But with a lot of the as close to random sampling as we've seen from a couple counties in California to Miami to Boston to New York, they're showing that up to maybe 50% of people who have had coronavirus were completely asymptomatic. That they had no idea until they got the test. And we're seeing that the infection rate could be, you know, 50 to 85 times higher in some instances than we have on the books right now. That's why this random sampling would be and is right now so huge to help us figure out this virus.
All right, we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way in sports.
In sports, we've got a former NASCAR champion returning to the sport after he retired a couple years ago, and the NFL looking at their scheduling options for the upcoming season.
All right, and look around your vehicle this morning. How cluttered, how dirty is it? I've got a survey comparing you against other Americans, and I'll throw myself into the mix, and my friend Dalton in the mix. We'll be two benchmarks on this on either side of this discussion. So look around the car, make an assessment, and we'll tell you more about what the survey says coming up in just a few minutes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will return to the Capitol on Monday, May 4th. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
The May 4th opening comes despite the stay-at-home order that remains in effect in Washington, D.C. until at least May 15th. D.C., neighboring Virginia, and Maryland have experienced large numbers of coronavirus infections and deaths, and D.C. alone is not expected to peak for another 2 weeks. In a statement, Senator McConnell said, quoting here, "We will honor our constitutional duty to the American people and conduct critical business in person." A number of states have been grappling with questions about when and how to lift those stay-at-home orders. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp has already done so, and not everyone is happy about it, including President Trump.
"I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it, and I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp."
Michael Fowler is the coroner of Daugherty County, Georgia.
"We got to be mindful. This thing is nothing to play with. This thing is serious. We never had anything like this in our community, in the world, I think, like this. So it is serious. We got to do what we got to do to protect our community."
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's taking precautions in the Sunshine State as many continue to head to the beaches.
"This is going to be slow and steady wins the race. It's going to be very methodical, very data-driven."
In California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says thousands of people crowded beaches in Southern California this weekend despite his statewide stay-at-home order.
"Those images are an example of what not to see, people what not to do."
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo isn't in a hurry to reopen his state.
"We're going to turn the valve on reopening, turn it a little bit, start to reopen, and then you watch the dials."
When the Senate returns on May 4th, it will dive in on a new coronavirus relief package. House and Senate Democrats have said this package must include money for state and local governments. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has suggested changing the laws to let states declare bankruptcy instead, something that has triggered concern among the nation's governors. State and local governments have had to spend a lot of money to meet the pandemic in their states, despite the lack of tax revenue coming in. And since they have to balance their budgets, their only choice is to lay off public workers, including first responders, nurses at public hospitals, and teachers. Governor Cuomo says New York is hurting.
"We are now running a $10 to $15 billion deficit."
Senator McConnell may be softening a bit on his earlier bankruptcy statement, perhaps in exchange for liability protection in the next coronavirus stimulus package. McConnell says he wants to shield healthcare providers and business owners during the pandemic from what could be what he calls the biggest trial lawyer bonanza in history. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Right now, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about leading economic indicators out there. Larry, how's business been?
It's been tremendous. It's really been great, way beyond our expectations, and we sure appreciate it.
You have those vehicles. You're always talking about something that makes me go, "Ooh, that's a vehicle I need to look at."
Well, like I said, we've always listened to our customers. If we don't have it in stock, we try to find it for them, or we make a little mark on the wall, "Hey, let's try to buy one of these and see what happens."
Also, you've got the financing options. The old days of getting financing and then coming to see y'all, that's over. We can come get that done in one stop.
Absolutely. You know, the credit unions have really gotten aggressive. Of course, we got secondary lenders, we got finance companies, we got banks, so we got people scattered throughout the Southeast to handle financing. Like I say, we can do it right here on site, hopefully in 30 minutes or less.
All right, give folks directions to come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us 375-0068.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey is expected to announce her plans regarding the statewide stay-at-home order. Right now, the order is scheduled to expire on Thursday. Many are divided on the issue of reopening the economy. State Senator Chris Elliott spoke to News 5, saying it's important to reopen some businesses to stop discriminatory practices involving big-box stores, which have been allowed to stay open, and smaller retailers, which have not. Tonight, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and Assistant State Health Officer Dr. Karen Landers will answer questions about coronavirus in Alabama. Our sister station in Birmingham is hosting a town hall meeting. Our own Peter Albrecht will serve as one of the moderators. You can submit your questions on social media using the hashtag AskAinsworth. A man who was reported missing about 9 years ago is now in Mobile Metro Jail. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office arrested Martin Hugh Sackler on Saturday. Sackler was reported missing in Mississippi back in 2011. Sackler was charged with giving a false name to officers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And of course, you know his company for doing great work at some of the greatest residential properties in Mobile and Baldwin County. But Sid, y'all do that at commercial properties as well.
Yeah, we really take the principles from our high-end residential maintenance services, and we take those to the commercial setting. high-end customer service. You know, we always have folks there that you can communicate with. We try to communicate very well before and after or during the service. And it's really about the detail work as well. So we take those principles from our residential aspects and bring it to your property at your business. And really, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, that best first impression when somebody comes to your home, you want that same thing for your business.
That's right. You just want it to be looking its best for your customers or your team members.
All right. So if we're calling you about our house or even our business, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online at sextonlandscapes.com.
721 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former NASCAR champion Matt Kenseth is coming out of retirement to replace fired driver Kyle Larson on the Chip Ganassi Racing Team. Larson lost his job 2 weeks ago after using a racial slur during a live-streamed virtual race. Kenseth is a two-time Daytona 500 winner and one of only five drivers to win a Cup Series Championship, Rookie of the Year Award, and the Daytona 500. Kenseth retired from Joe Gibbs Racing after the 2017 season, but he came back to race 15 races for Roush Fenway Racing in 2018. NASCAR completed only four of its 36 races before the season was suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. The series plans to complete the 36-race season once lockdowns are lifted. In NFL news, the league is reportedly developing several different variations of the 2020 schedule to account for whatever scenarios may result from the continuing COVID-19 shutdown. The Sports Business Journal reports that one version of the season could begin 5 weeks later than would have normally been scheduled, kicking off Thursday, October 15th. That would push Super Bowl 55 back 3 weeks to February 28th. In that case, there would be no bye weeks and no Pro Bowl. Of course, the league would still prefer a 16-game, 17-week regular season that goes off on time. The 2020 NFL schedule could be released as early as May 7th. New England Patriots fullback James Devlin announced his retirement from football on Monday, citing unforeseen complications from a neck injury that sidelined him for a majority of the 2019 season. The 31-year-old played in 81 regular season games and 14 playoff games with New England. He was part of three Super Bowl teams and made the Pro Bowl in 2017. The NFL draft ended Saturday. Since then, teams have been adding undrafted rookies to their rosters as free agents. Three former South Alabama Jaguars are now signed and ready to compete for roster spots. Former Jaguars cornerback Travis Reed was signed by the Indianapolis Colts. Defensive lineman Jeffrey Watley was signed by the Cleveland Browns. And former punter Corliss Waitman signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Former Jags running back Trey Minter went undrafted over the weekend and is still waiting to sign with a team. 723 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Recent changes to the tax code could make individuals less likely to qualify for tax breaks for charitable donations. The law doubles the standard deduction, which means more Americans will take that rather than itemizing their tax returns. But you only get the charitable write-off if you itemize. If you give a lot to charity, accountants recommend bunching your donations into a single year. The goal is to generate a deduction larger than the $24,000 standard deduction and then wait several years before donating again. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com. This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, keeping their shelves full of the freshest fruits and vegetables straight off the farm. From the Allegri Farm Market family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy. Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need. You need. The talk you want. You want. And the sports you love. You love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 1065. 1065.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, we've had accident-free conditions all morning long. So far, as you travel from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, you'll see light traffic and no delays to the 1065 split. Airport, Schillinger Road, Old Shell, Moffitt, looking good with no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. Market in the Park is this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 1065 in Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way, less than 10 minutes from right now. Talk about today. The rain day looks like tomorrow into Thursday, and then another run of beautiful weather. Yesterday, fantastic. Today, 63 and sunny. I like this. Good stuff. He'll talk to us more about that coming up in just a little bit. And then I mentioned earlier to look around your car, do a little scan here, how your car looks. New survey out. Found that 49% of people admit their car is usually a mess. Okay, I'm raising my hand. Right. It said when people were asked to name the dirtiest spot in their car, the top answers were the floor, the back seat, the cup holders, the dashboard, and the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ding, ding. I don't have a trunk because I have a truck, but I have a big trunk. And yes, it's top things that are currently junking up the inside of our cars are crumbs, empty bottles, food wrappers, old magazines, and blankets.
Blankets. Must be in the Northeast.
Yeah, it must be.
Or Northwest.
Just over two-thirds of people with messy cars said it's embarrassing when they have passengers. I'm raising my hand here. 7 out of 10 people say a messy car is a turnoff, and half of us would think about canceling a date with a person if they showed up in a filthy car. Well, hopefully, if you're picking up a date, you got that ride
clean. Spotless.
Yeah, looking great.
You can't just show up with a trashed car or truck.
They said 78% overall said a clean car makes them feel like they have their life together. Right?
Amen.
45% say containing the mess is hard and can seem overwhelming. 24% of us don't clean out our car because we know it'll just get messy again. And 1 in 4 people would rather clean their toilet than their car. Nah,
what?
Nah,
no,
that's
way.
Strange. I'd rather clean. Mine is not so much. There is you've been in my truck recently. In the floorboards and the mats is plenty of dirt because I stay, you know, I'm on the farm every other day, if not, you know, with boots. So those, I have the, you know, the all-weather catch mats there. They
right.
They stay dusty, but I'll empty them out. Mine's not so much, there's not food stuff in there, but there's, like, I live out of my truck.
Yeah.
So there's change of clothes, there's an extra set of boots, there's...
Yeah, I've got some empty bottles in mine that I need to get out.
Dalton, though, has a clean ride. His looks like it's armor-alled up and all that stuff.
Things accumulate, though. They do accumulate in the car. You never know when you might need it.
Boy Scout is always prepared. That's been my argument with my back seat. It's I could go on an adventure tomorrow and probably live out of the truck. I'm good. I'm good. So there you go. Where are you on the clean car line? Do you keep yours spotless or do you have enough stuff to live for a month? Let us know. 343-0106 on the text line and we'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey is expected to announce her plans regarding the statewide stay-at-home order. Right now, the order is scheduled to expire on Thursday. Many are divided on the issue of reopening the economy. State Senator Chris Elliott spoke to News 5, saying it's important to reopen some businesses to stop discriminatory practices involving big-box stores, which have been allowed to stay open, and smaller retailers, which have not. Tonight, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and Assistant State Health Officer Dr. Karen Landers will answer questions
questions about coronavirus in Alabama. Our sister station in Birmingham is hosting a town hall meeting. Our own Peter Albrecht will serve as one of the moderators. You can submit your questions on social media using the hashtag AskAinsworth. A man who was reported missing about 9 years ago is now in Mobile Metro Jail. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office arrested Martin Hugh Sackler on Saturday. Sackler was reported missing in Mississippi back in 2011. Sackler was charged with giving a false name to officers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes invites you to shop for a Liberty Safe during the month of April and receive 90 days deferred payments when you sign up to purchase a Liberty Safe at 0% interest for 12 months. Own the Liberty Safe you really need and let Mike Ward's professional staff deliver it for you. All sales over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Just order online or call the store for hours, and remember, it's service after the sale. Mike Ward's, located at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile or next to Walmart in DeIverville.
Official report, coronavirus update. I'm Christopher Cruz. Georgia is one of a dozen or so states that have begun to slowly ease restrictions that they put in place when the coronavirus began spreading. Republican Governor Brian Kemp let restaurants open yesterday for the first time in a month, but he emphasized that they didn't have to if they didn't want to.
I simply gave people the opportunity that literally were on the verge, many of them, of losing everything that they got. You know, these are tough decisions. So it wasn't a mandate.
Another Southern governor, Louisiana Democrat John Bel Edwards, says he's not going to lift his stay-at-home order until after May 15th.
What we can't do right now is create new hotspots when we don't have the ability to adequately test those that we already have. Until we can ramp up that capacity.
Ohio is holding a presidential primary today, the first statewide test of an almost completely vote-by-mail election. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Detroit's car companies are targeting May 18th to resume some production at their U.S. factories after the company shut down their plants in March. The Wall Street Journal says executives from GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler in recent days tentatively settled on the timeline after talks with UAW leaders and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office. The UAW last week expressed concerns that reopening factories early next month, as earlier target dates had called for, wouldn't provide enough time to develop safety protocols to protect workers. The Fed will allow a much larger number of cities and counties to participate in a lending program that it announced earlier this month. The program initially allowed only 10 cities and 16 counties to participate. It then came under heavy criticism for leaving out many large metro areas with African-American populations. The program will also provide three-year loans, up from the two-year loans it previously announced. On Wall Street, futures are sharply higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
The Downtown Mobile Alliance has created the Downtown Strong Small Business Impact Fund, a $500 mini-grant program for up to 20 downtown businesses and nonprofits that raise at least $1,000 on the GoFundMe crowdfunding site. GoFundMe is also offering matching grants through the Small Business Relief Initiative for stories that include the hashtag Small Business Relief. Details and an application at downtownmobile.org.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, it's a beautiful start to our Tuesday, and yesterday was pretty fantastic as well.
Yeah, we had two days in a row here that are just unbelievable. The blue sky and low humidity and very comfortable temperatures. 79 was the high yesterday. We started out at even 50 in the morning. Another nice start to the day. We should warm up, though, to about 81, 82 degrees this afternoon, but plenty of sunshine. The wind actually comes southerly this afternoon, picking up around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tonight, clouds move in, become mostly cloudy. Low tonight will be in the 60s, about 65. And then tomorrow, a cold front will move across Mississippi and Alabama. And as a result, we can expect showers and thunderstorms. We'll see some of that activity in the morning and then on into the afternoon before the cold front moves in. There is a possibility a few severe thunderstorms could form, producing mostly straight-line winds. And the high tomorrow, and we'll probably stay in the upper 70s because of the cloud cover and the shower activity. The rain will move out in the evening hours tomorrow night, although I expect any kind of severe weather to certainly end before the evening. And so a few lingering showers in the evening and then clearing off for Thursday. Thursday will be sunny and 78 degrees, another one of those beautiful days. And Friday, sunny again, but warming to 82. And then we look at the weekend for Saturday, sunny skies, 85. Sunday, sunny and 88 degrees. And it even looks good next Monday with temperatures in the upper 80s. So we've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with sunny skies for each of those days.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Of course, the rain, we need that. And you said, what, half inch to an inch tomorrow or on Wednesday?
Yeah, we could pick a half an inch to an inch, and there's a possibility that we could see a few severe thunderstorms with some very gusty winds, and that could occur in the morning and also a possibility in the afternoon just before that front moves across the area.
All right, Dr. Bill, and I hate to jump forward a month, but I think we need to just at least mention the fact that we're a little over a month away from hurricane season 2020 for the Atlantic Basin.
And right now, all indications are that it could be an active season. Right now, it looks like perhaps as many as 15 named storms or more. So that's something we'll be talking about.
Just full of good news.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with his forecast. And you can get his forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. Plus, you know, I saw that some entity in town was making a big hubbub that now they've got a marine forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, we've been doing that 11 years every Saturday and Sunday. Get that info you need before you head out on the water. All right, coming up, we'll check traffic with Kane, also sports on the way, and we'll hear from Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson about Mobile reopening.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we learn how Third Realm Creations' Chris Cockrell and his team are making augmented and virtual reality products for business purposes. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
This is Daniel Dennis, president of Roberts Brothers Real Estate. In spite of COVID-19, right now is the best home buying market we've seen in a long time. Interest rates are at unprecedented lows, and the number of homes available is finally increasing. Our agents are given personalized virtual showings, and you don't even have to get out of your car. With every challenge, there's an opportunity in disguise. If you're considering buying or selling, go to robertsbrothers.com, and let's get started.
Are they a movie business or a technology business? Chris Cockrell says they're a little of both. That's because Third Realm Creations uses technology to make virtual reality and augmented reality products that are used in training and development environments that look and feel like movies. The technology continues to evolve to put the user in more lifelike environments where, for example, safety is an issue. Rather than sending someone to train at the top of a cell tower, they can recreate it using virtual reality. Folks, this stuff is amazing. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Regions, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a great start coming down from Sarah Land, Chickasaw, and Pritchard with no delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Quiet ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne, Malvis, 181, and I-10. Seeing a little bit of backup, but no new wrecks all the way to Loxley. It's a good ride in. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They offer rentals, or they can sell you a new or used car, too. Car Doctor is open. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kane's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Boarding, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. A lot of text here about having a clean vehicle. This one is from Curtis, says, I feel like having my truck clean makes it run better. Hmm. You don't see many clean cars broke down. They're always dirty ones. there may be some truth in that, Curtis, for sure. All right, so we're waiting on the press conference today with Governor Ivey to find out the timeline for reopening Alabama. As you look at Georgia opened up, limited openings going on in many other states this week, and by Friday, what will be the timeline for the state? And then the question is, what will be the timeline for, like, the city of Mobile? Yesterday, a little video chat with Mayor Sandy Stimson came out, and he had this to say.
You know, what's on everybody's mind right now is what is the governor going to say about reopening? That's certainly on our mind. Last Friday morning, a team from the city, we met for several hours trying to come up with a framework of that plan. We shared that plan with the Unified Command over the weekend, and they've had time to work on it. So the county has given feedback from it. We're waiting on the Mobile County Health Department to give us their feedback, and so that hopefully that when the governor gives her remarks tomorrow afternoon, then we will be able to follow up with that, with saying, you know, what is Mobile's response to how she's opened the gate for us. So we look forward to being able to tell you that, but first off, we too have to hear what she has to say about opening. You know, we continue to hope that the data will drive the decisions. We'll be looking at what the governor says, and tomorrow we will have a whole lot more information to tell you which direction we're going in. Probably won't be at 3 o'clock, because depending on what time she makes her announcement, and actually what will happen in the city of Mobile, it will probably come out as a unified command response to what the governor says. So we internally, within the command structure, within the city of Mobile, we have a whole lot of work to do to prepare to be able to tell you what will happen tomorrow. So we look forward to reporting back to you at that time. Meantime, stay apart, stay safe, and stay healthy.
All right, so there's going to work off of what happens today with the governor to see what happens in the city. By the way, online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Still tie ball game. Should Governor Ivey open before April 30th?
Hi, Josh Woods, Executive Director with the Greater Gulf State Fair here. Here at the grounds, we understand that local business is the lifeblood of our local economy. While many are struggling to keep the lights on and pay their employees, we know that local business owners are resilient, but they're going to need our help. Make every effort to support them every day, whether it's by paying a local bill first, shopping locally online, or picking up a curbside meal at your favorite restaurant. If we all do this, our local economy will be booming again soon. And remember, we'll see you at the fair this fall.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey is expected to announce her plans regarding the statewide stay-at-home order. Right now, the order is scheduled to expire on Thursday. Many are divided on the issue of reopening the economy. State Senator Chris Elliott spoke to News 5, saying it's important to reopen some businesses to stop discriminatory practices involving big box stores, which have been allowed to stay open, and smaller retailers, which have not. Tonight, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and Assistant State Health Officer Dr. Karen Landers will answer questions about coronavirus in Alabama. Our sister station in Birmingham is hosting a town hall meeting. Our own Peter Albrecht will serve as one of the moderators. You can submit your questions on social media using the hashtag AskAinsworth. A man who was reported missing about 9 years ago is now in Mobile Metro Jail. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office arrested Martin Hugh Sackler on Saturday. Sackler was reported missing in Mississippi back in 2011. Sackler was charged with giving a false name to officers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Successful businesses all have two things in common: reliable communication and constant collaboration. That's where CSpire Business comes in. Beyond reliable office phone services, we can also equip your business with technologies like Office 365 and UC1 Unified Communications, helping you work the way you want from anywhere. From virtual meetings to screen sharing, it's all designed so you never miss a beat. Get your business remote work ready today at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired.
This really isn't what I had in mind.
Well, our options for date night are very limited right now.
The car, though?
What? A little music, the moonroof, and us all alone without the kids? It's perfect. Now come here and give me a little smooch.
Stop. The neighbors will see.
Not with this new tent I had installed at ProTent Window Tinting.
Aw, honey, you've thought of everything. You're the best.
ProTent Window Tinting, helping you navigate through these uncertain times. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call 802-1234 today. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, 7:46 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former NASCAR champion Matt Kenseth is coming out of retirement to replace fired driver Kyle Larson on the Chip Ganassi Racing Team. Larson lost his job 2 weeks ago after using a racial slur during a live-streamed virtual race. Kenseth is a two-time Daytona 500 winner and one of only five drivers to win a Cup Series Championship, Rookie of the Year Award, and the Daytona 500. He retired from Joe Gibbs Racing after the 2017 season, but came back for 15 races to drive for Roush Fenway in 2018. NASCAR completed only four of its 36 races before the season was suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. The series plans to complete the 36-race season once lockdowns are lifted. In NFL news, the league is reportedly developing several different variations of the 2020 schedule to account for whatever scenarios may result from the continuing COVID-19 shutdown. Sports Business Journal reports that one version of the season could begin 5 weeks later than would have normally been scheduled, kicking off on Thursday, October 15th. That would push Super Bowl 55 back 3 weeks to February 28th. In that case, there would be no bye weeks and no Pro Bowl. Of course, the league would still prefer a regular 16-game, 17-week season. The 2020 NFL schedule could be released as early as May 7th. New England Patriots fullback James Devlin announced his retirement from football yesterday, citing unforeseen complications from a neck injury that sidelined him for a majority of the 2019 season. The 31-year-old played in 81 regular season games and 14 playoff games with the Patriots. He was part of three Super Bowl teams and made the Pro Bowl in 2017. The Houston Texans have picked up the fifth-year contract option on franchise quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson is set to play the 2020 season on a $1.17 million base salary. Under that fifth-year option, his salary will be boosted to around $17.3 million. Since he left Clemson to join the NFL, Watson has led the Texans to a 21-10 record over the past two seasons, and he's gone 1-2 in three playoff appearances. The NFL draft ended Saturday. Since then, teams have been adding undrafted rookies to their rosters as free agents. Three former South Alabama Jaguars are now signed and ready to compete for roster spots. Former Jags cornerback Travis Reed was signed by the Indianapolis Colts. Defensive lineman Jeffrey Watley was signed by the Cleveland Browns. And former punter Corliss Waitman signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jags running back Trey Minter went undrafted over the weekend. and is still waiting to sign with a team. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Local gun enthusiasts, Mobile Shooting Center is part of your community and we're open for business. If you're looking for specialty guns you can't find in the big box stores, we're here to help. Mobile Shooting Center offers a wide selection of guns and ammo. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. Our new summer hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile at 9170 Airport Boulevard. And like us on Facebook.
From the CarDoctor.com Traffic Center, we've had a pretty good start so far this morning. If you're traveling Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway, through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels to the 1065 split, you've seen radar there out towards Rangeline Road, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street can help if you're suffering from anxiety, depression, pain, or seizures. Find out how on Facebook and Instagram. Also with curbside service, it's Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:52 FM Talk 106.5. Beautiful day ahead. Rain by tomorrow. Right now, 64 at our studios. And sunny skies coming up in just a few. Quinn Hilliard joins us, and we'll talk about the Joe Biden story. With so much going on out there, this Joe Biden story, it was like a probably third or fourth in the stack yesterday, even though a big story. And the question here is, will Joe Biden not be the nominee going into the general election? Headline here from Quinn: age and sex could undercut Joe Biden and give a long shot a sudden chance. Who's that long shot? We'll talk about that with Quinn coming up. Would it be that Joe Biden, this is going to be the swan song? This is it. He will be replaced as the candidate in the general.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and I can't wait to talk with Quinn about this. With all the recent allegations coming towards Biden, it seems like a lot of the media has been eerily, maybe not silent, but pretty quiet about these allegations, which is a far cry from how they treated Justice Kavanaugh back when those allegations came out. I'll read you this one headline here from the Washington Post, who we can go back and look at their headlines before the Kavanaugh hearings. This says, Trump allies highlight new claims over Biden allegations. That's the headline. They're not saying that they're looking into it. They're saying the Trump allies are highlighting the new claims. So can't wait to talk with Quinn about that.
All right. That's coming up at about 8:06. And also, of course, the question, when to reopen, what's happening. A little update on some southern states and others here from Erica Hill from Westwood One.
Mississippi still urging residents to stay home, maintaining its ban on gatherings of more than 10 people, yet allowing retail stores to open with restrictions. In Florida, more beaches poised to welcome residents. Ohio, one of the first states to take aggressive measures, announcing its stay-at-home orders will remain in place, though a phased reopening begins Friday.
All right. Then what about Alabama? See, this texter says, haven't really seen many restaurants open for drive-through and carry-out using PPE. A bit disturbing. Places are open anyway, and PPE practices leave a bit to be desired. That's one of the questions, how many things are already open as it is, kind of in a clandestine way. How much a difference will the official? I think it will. I think for a lot of businesses, they're going to wait for that official opening from the governor to do it and not risk opening beforehand. And the beaches, the question, you know, what will the governor say about the beaches? You know, you had the recommendation coming from the Lieutenant Governor's Task Force. They came out and talked about a phased beach opening as early as this weekend for recreational and then letting businesses that operate on the beach maybe a week later. I got a report from a buddy of mine. He was on Dolphin Island this weekend, and we could probably check in with Mayor Jeff Collier as well. But he said, Sean, it looked like 4th of July or Memorial Day when we all had big raft ups around Dolphin Island. He said there were boats, he told me, from Katrina Cut to the West End in one line.
Wow.
And those folks had to be going on the beach. I know we got a text question yesterday from Don. If you go to the beach by boat, anchor up, can you walk up and get on the beach? Is that legal? The way I understand it, it would still be illegal with the beaches closed. Even though you didn't access them from the land, you came at it from the water. But I think once you're on the beach, it's still illegal. But it seems like a bunch of people were doing that anyway. So how much of this is going to be semantics if the governor opens the state back up? And how much real change are we going to see?
It is so important that we have our beaches open, not only for Baldwin County, but for the entire state through these summer months. I mean, you don't have to look at any stats to know that this is when they make their money, coming up in May, June, July, and August. So I'm hoping that we're able to open them and open them safely. And I think for the businesses that are eventually allowed to reopen, it serves them well to be as safe as possible with the employees and how they serve customers, because I think that there are so many people concerned about their own safety that if they go to businesses where these practices aren't being taken seriously, that business may lose their business. They might not spend money there if these places aren't doing right. And I think, I don't know, maybe there'll be fines if you're not doing right. I don't know. But I think that we'll see the businesses that haven't been opened and are allowed to reopen abiding by the social distancing rules pretty closely.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, with businesses been closed for a month here, you know, the cost of doing, you know, number one, doing it because it's right, number two, absorbing the cost of whatever additional cleaning you have to do is well worth it to get cash flow coming back in and get those businesses open and getting people back to work. Of course, we have the other side story that we'll probably be talking about in the weeks to come. When those businesses get back open, will their employees come back? You have a situation where with the federal adjustment for the unemployment, that a lot of people are making more money not working than they were making working. Now, how do you get those people back on the job?
Yeah, that's a huge question. And, you know, the common phrase we heard a couple weeks ago was you can't just flip the switch. And I think once these businesses are back online, on top of whether or not employees will immediately come back, you have other factors too, like do people that are supposed to be out spending money at these local businesses have that extra money to spend after so many have been furloughed or fired? And also, will consumers go out? I mean, there's still a lot of people that are so worried. Will they even go out and spend the money like we expect them to help keep these local businesses afloat?
I think they will. And that's something we could do on the text line and then talk about after we talk with Quinn. What will be the first thing if the state opens back up full, like, would you go do? What's, like, the first thing on your list?
I want to go sit down in a restaurant. That's what I want to do.
I'm going to do that after I get my hair cut.
There's that, too.
Stuff's out of control with the haircut stuff. All right, Quinn Hillier joins us coming up next right here on Mobile Mornings.